From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 19th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the plans for the town of New Baltimore's $2.6 million sewer plant upgrade are moving forward. The town has now qualified to receive project financing from the State Environmental Facilities Corporation, the funding arm of the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Because of the town's poverty rate, it will receive a zero-interest long-term loan from the corporations instead of a grant. Short-term interim financing is expected to come through in the fall, and the project design and approvals would happen during the winter of 2016-17. If all goes according to plan, the project would be completed in late 2017 or early 2018. A public hearing on the proposal will be held next Monday, January 25th, at Town Hall. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Diane Baldwin is reporting in the Columbia paper that Habitat for Humanity is interested in three properties located in the center of the hamlet of Ancrum for renovation as affordable housing. The buildings would be sold to local families with mortgages held by Habitat. Representatives of the organization have visited the properties multiple times and are proposing a $12,000 architectural and engineering study to determine the feasibility of the projects. Habitat has asked the community to fund half of the project for $6,000. At its January meeting, the town board authorized town supervisor Art Basin to use the Ancrum email list to raise the funds needed through donations. The projects are in the early stages of analysis, and there is no guarantee they will actually come to fruition, Basin said. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation wants to recoup the cost for restoring power during a 2014 snowstorm by charging customers higher rates. The outage affected 45,000 customers. The Poughkeepsie-based utility is seeking approval from the State Public Service Commission to collect nearly $5.3 million from ratepayers. Central Hudson has not said what the impact on individual ratepayers would be. Company said the storm resulted in nearly $800,000 in overtime costs and more than $336,000 in additional pay for managers. Central Hudson contends its acquisition by the Canadian company Fortis left it without a reserve sufficient to deal with large storms. The matter will be reviewed by the Public Service Commission at its meeting on Thursday, January 21st. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. A wind advisory has been issued by the National Weather Service in Albany from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on today, Tuesday, January 19th. All of Albany, Rensselaer, and Schoharie counties are included, and Western Greene County and Eastern Columbia County. Winds from 20 to 30 miles an hour are expected, with gusts up to 50 miles an hour possible. The Daily Star is reporting that Fordham law professor Zephyr Teachout has received the endorsement of the Democratic Committee chairs in the 19th Congressional District in her bid for the seat currently held by Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson. Gibson will not seek re-election in November. Teachout said in an online post over the weekend that she will soon announce her intentions. Teachout said she is incredibly honored by Democratic leaders urging her to run and I quote, will be making a decision within the next week, end quote. The Poughkeepsie Journal reported prior to making their decision, party leaders interviewed four Democrats at a closed-door meeting held in Hudson on Saturday, January 16th. In a press release, Dutchess County Chairman Elisa Sumner said, and I quote, the chairs were impressed with the qualifications and commitment to public service shown by all four and would be proud to have any one of them represent us in Washington, end quote. In addition to Teachout, the group heard from Margot Miller, a Dutchess County native who has been living in England, Will Yandick, a Livingston Town board member and fourth-generation co-owner of a family farm, and attorney Julian Scheiberman from Ulster County. Scheiberman unsuccessfully ran against Gibson in 2012. In addition to those four, Dan Ahouse, chief of staff for former Representative Maurice Hinchy, has also indicated an interest in running. Candidate Ulster County Controller Elliot Auerbach did not make a presentation on Saturday, and John Kehoe Jr., who declared his candidacy in June, has not reached out to the party for support. Teachout challenged Governor Andrew Cuomo in the Democratic primary in 2014, carrying all 11 counties in the 19th district. She now has a home in Dover Plains. For our final story, Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that the newly established police team with jurisdiction over Columbia and Greene counties has been awarded two grants from the Department of Homeland Security totaling $250,000. The intended purpose of the grants is to allow the unit to, and I quote, better respond to active shooters and other disasters, end quote. The Shared Service Response Team, as the unit is known, has conducted a variety of raids since it was officially launched last summer. The team is made up of members of the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, Greene County Sheriff's Office, and the Hudson Police Department. The grants awarded are meant to strengthen anti-terrorism programs, enhance disaster readiness, and expand protections to critical infrastructure, according to the governor's office. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of snow showers today before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 11 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 23 degrees. Wind chill can be as low as minus 2 degrees. Blustery with a northwest wind at 14 to 24 miles an hour with gusts as high as 49 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. On Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17 degrees. It will be blustery with a northwest wind at 11 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 30 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low at 17 degrees. And on Thursday, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 29 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 11 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:19 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:51 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 34 minutes of daylight. That's 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 19th day of January 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.